그래서 로장제. 로장배나 다 수준 영원이야. 심시고 가나 간다.
시다 하다 시에바다. 르 가서 오다. 셀크 저와디 가네. 다 드시지 모르거든.
네.
다 뒤 저와다. 먼저 역시 심어 말해. 남배만 해야 돼.
네.
다 남시에 남시의 선배룽 다 들이야. 룸타라몽고 쉐베 되는 듯이 되어봐도 안 돼. 이제 세워 놓으셔야 되고, 막. 남편 안 돼. 장수 안 되셔야 되고, 막. 그냥 세워 그런 게 아니라, 혹시. 문수진, 다, 문수진께 영어로다. 이 사람은 강의 되셔야
돼. Someone was saying that the crux of the matter here is really the conceptual problem of how to understand between our biological processes on the one hand and the psychological and experiential or mental processes on the other. From the Buddhist point of view, although there is an explanation of this from the Buddhist point of view in terms of the relationship between mental states and what the Buddhist terminology refers to as the prana energies, which are the sort of the mediums or the mount of these mental states. But even then, the explanation isn't really that complete. So similarly, from the scientific kind of, you know, point of view as well, there seems to be a gap in the explanation. So this is just as there is a gap in the scientific explanation, in the Buddhist too, there will be a gap.
In terms of the basic mind-body problem, neither side has an entirely satisfactory explanation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 다 그렇지 시샤를 들었다. 다 뒤니기 자와디.
그런데 제가 때웠던 말에 제가 때웠던 유럽 중에 저는 교과서를 좀 걸어봐.
뒤나가면 좀 뒤나가 주면 좀 맞아 남이 널 사러.
그래 나네.
다 세서 풍부를 다녔다고 지금 풍부 주어 다 주어 주고 있어. 안도 거저 셔야지 풍부도 스님이 뒤에 랑자와서 하고 땅 다르셔야 돼.
땅 다르셔.
대한 이집 좀 잘라봐 이 말에. 그다 지 다 풍부도 스님 팀별 랑자와 풍부도 스님 밑팀별 랑자와. 다 네가 하는 거지 그동안.
So there are two parts to the issue here, question here. One is the notion of personhood and how our conception of ourselves as a person or individual. Now, in relation to what we see, this, you know, dynamic change at the biological level, that is not a problem for the, so far as the Buddhism is concerned, because of the idea of no self. The Buddha himself has been very explicit
as there being no autonomous, independent self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not that there's no self at all, but since, and from the Buddhist perspective, since the so-called five aggregates, four of which are mental, one is physical, since all of these are in a constant state of flux, never static, even for a moment, because they are in a constant state of flux, and the self is simply imputed upon the basis of these psychophysical aggregates, then there's no possibility, in reality, of the self being any less in a state of flux than that upon which it's imputed. So the notion that somehow the self will be somewhat autonomous, less mutable and so forth is completely an illusion. A very common illusion, but nevertheless has no basis in empirical fact. So there can be different bases of designation that upon which the self is imputed. And one possibility is all five of the psychophysical aggregates, but another one is to say, well, the real basis of designation of the self is simply the continuum of mental consciousness. But even if you take that as the basis of designation of the self, that stream of mental consciousness also is in a constant state of flux. So there's nothing stable there. Or in another school of Buddhist philosophy, they speak of the alaya-vijñāna, the substrate or foundational consciousness. And even if you take that as the basis of imputation of the self, that too is in a constant state of flux. So no matter what basis of imputation you have for the self, they're all in a state of flux. There's simply no basis at all that is static, and therefore no possibility of the self being something static and immutable.
So that is not a problem for the... That part of the conflict is really not a big problem for the Buddhists, but the problem really is the interface between the biological processes on one hand and the mental and experiential processes on the other.
What is something that is introduced earlier?
Mental level, there are many different levels. The grosser level, no doubt, the brain and all these neurons.
Now neurons.
interdependent. That's very clear. And neuron, these things are basis of this grosser level of mind. Now the more subtler, further sort of more subtler. While we are aliving,
alive.
Most subtle when we are faint.
When we faint.
Even if breathing stops.
Stops.
There, I think while we are alive, I think that's the most
subtle level.
Mm-hmm. Then the most subtle level, and at the time of death. Time of dying. So the other jikshas on the lune pa tubucheni go sell on the rest of that the thousand was the tubuchi do nalia lung rubeina and lung chick the shiwe lule lung the years that you go process chidua the tadar shari the tadari so that ta di lung di nam shi ge be lung ma ba nam shi ga sa lo nam shi fe sa lo da yang ko yin de ben cha song lung di cha da an de di ta lung sing cha ra ke ze zi bo du ga da da ngang zhe lu ge zai de li ya de ding ge ba nam shi cha ke ze zi ni ko da zhen autonomy mo autonomy yang zhe bo meng wen de song zhe highest autonomy na lo le yan de ge ye de ba ta we sen yu me sen sta ba yin de ba jin de ben de
better time sa
Jasa dah ada ngaji saya. Tadi jawab ragbe lungsim kata kasuda luda ten temben jawab ye deh. Tadi kan jenih tadi jawab yang dah kata sungguh ni. Tadi dos ni order sih.
So earlier we talked about how even in a petri dish you can have cell replication and proliferations and so on, and we contrast. We also discussed about you know how this also happens in the brain itself. So the question of you know, to what extent there is a kind of a natural processes that can occur, you know, at the cellular level that is independent of whether or not it is part of a living human being. So that discussion was there. So from the Buddhist point of view, His Holiness was saying that there is something similar to this idea, which was alluded to by a 15th century a Tibetan Kalachakra master who talked about there being a prana energy even in a dead body. So where he talked about the certain processes that will occur even when the person has died.